Thank you for calling Art Sapphire. My name is Franmi. May I ask who I have the pleasure to speak with?
My name is Tom.
Hi, good afternoon, Tom. How are you today?
I'm good.
That's good to hear. And how may I help you?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I have spectrum for my internet and TV, and I'm thinking of switching to Archtop. You guys aren't quite in my neighborhood, but you did send me a card that said you're coming this way. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to talk about how to make the switch and what that means.
Okay, yes, I can. I'd be able to assist you with any questions today. So RCF Fiber, we are 100% fiber. All the equipment is included in the package. We have a 2-year price guarantee. There's no contracts. There's no early termination fees. There's no extra fees added to your bill every month. We have a 1 gig internet package that goes for $79.99. But if you enrolled into auto pay and paperless billing with your ACH account, which is your checking or savings account, we will give you a $10 discount. That will bring that $79.99 to $69.99 a month. We don't provide the channels for TV. We do is that with our internet, you'll be able to stream the apps that you use to watch TV. Like if you use Netflix or Hulu or Roku,
okay.
So that you'll be able to continue doing that. We also provide phone services, a landline that is an additional $24.99 to the bill.
If I get rid of Spectrum, I'll have to pay for all the streaming services separately.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the other question I have is, what kind of equipment do you install? Is it all Wi-Fi, or do you also give me hardwire ports?
I believe we do provide the router. I do believe it is wireless. It's just the cord to connect to the outlet that you will have.
Okay, so there's no wires.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and it said, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It said something on your site about purchasing an extra Wi-Fi extension. How much of my house will the Wi-Fi cover before I need an extension?
So if your house is bigger than 1,000 square feet, if it goes from 1,000 to 2,500, we recommend at least one extra extender due to the size of the house. If it's bigger than 25 square feet, we recommend two or three Wi-Fi extenders.
Okay.
Do you have any extenders at this time?
I actually do. I have one extender at the moment.
Okay. So, you're able to continue, connect the extender to our network, but we do recommend our equipment, our own extenders. But if you do decide to stay with that Wi-Fi, you'll be able to do so. The only thing is that each extender that you rent from us is $7.99 per month per extender.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is there any way I could get some more information on the router you're going to install?
On the name of the router?
Yeah, I'd like to look it up and read about it.
Oh, yes, we have Aptran. Let me just verify the name to give you the correct name. One moment, I'm sorry. All right, so it is the Aptran is spelled Aptran.
Okay.
A41-T6.
Okay, I'll look it up. I'm thinking of the 2 gig plan. I assume all the details are the same, just a faster speed.
Yes, it's a faster speed. You are able to connect more devices to that plant. When you, if you had the 2 gig, you will be able to have more devices connected in, you know, without sacrificing speed.
Yeah.
That package of 2 gig is $99.99, but it also has the $10 discount when you enroll to auto pay and paperless billing.
Okay. All right, this sounds great. What do I need to do to get on the install list?
So if you would like, I can look up the address just to make sure that it's in service. If you would like, if it's in service, I can help you sign up right now. If you would like to think about it, you can always call us back or also do it through our website, rsfiber.com. Would you like me to look up the address to see if it's in service?
Sure. It's 50, that's 50 Spring Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Spring, let's take a look. All right, so that address has a future in service date of October 25th of this year. We can pre-order it now, but we won't be able to make an schedule an installation appointment until we're closer to that date.
Okay.
Would you like to sign up for services today?
No, if I decide to, I don't want it, I can cancel before October 25th.
Correct. Yes.
Okay, sure. Let's sign up.
Okay, perfect. Let me.
And I'd like the 2 gig plan. And one extender, although I may refine that by the time we get around to it.
Okay. So we will go with the 2 gig plan, and you would like at least one extender?
Right.
Okay, perfect. We also provide the phone services. Is that something that you would like to add to your plan?
No.
Okay, perfect. Okay. We're just confirming that the address of service is going to be 50 Spring Street, Kingston, New York, 12401.
Right.
Okay. Do you own or rent this property? Okay, perfect. Thank you. How are your current utilities wire fitting to your home? Do you know if it's through air, underground? If you're not sure, it's okay. Our tech will figure it out.
Yeah, no, it's through the air. Telephone poles.
Okay, perfect. And is your billing address different from your service address?
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, I got your first name, Tom, T-O-M.
Usually it's Thomas, T-H-O-M-A-S.
Thomas. Mm-hmm. And can I have your last name, please?
Thackeray, T-H-A-C-K-R-E-Y.
Okay, I have T-A-H-C-K-R-E-Y.
No, the first three are T as in Tom, H as in hotel, A as in apple, C as in Charlie, K as in King, R as in Reno, E as in Echo, mm-hmm. Y as in Yankee.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. I had the second and the third letter mixed up.
People get it wrong a lot.
Thank you for verifying that. And what is your email address?
It's Tom, T-O-M, at willglen.com. Will Glenn.
Okay, .com. Tom is in at willglen.com?
Yeah, willglen.com.
Perfect. Thank you so much. And what is your phone number?
It's area 408-623-8829.
Okay, I have 408-623-8829.
Right.
Perfect. All right. And how may we contact you? Through phone, email, or text?
Any of those. Probably email is the most convenient.
Okay. Perfect. So do you agree to receive marketing and informational? Agree to receive marketing and information on discount and special offers via email?
Via email, yes.
Okay, perfect. You can unsubscribe at any time by contacting our office or by clicking the unsubscribe button at the bottom of our emails, okay?
Okay.
All right, let me continue. All right, so as part of our audit process, we will need to run a soft credit check to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We would just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you are required to pay a minimum deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass a credit check, but by doing so, it would automatically require a $50 deposit. Would you like to do the credit check or do the $50 deposit today?
You can do the credit check.
Thank you so much. Let me just pull up my other screen. All right. Just plugging in some information here. Spring Street, Kingston. New York. 12401. T-H-A-C-K-R-E-Y is the last name.
Right.
Perfect. 408-623. 8829 is the phone number, and the last piece of information that we need is the social security number, please.
Why do you for the credit check?
Yes, sir.
Why do you need that? That's weird. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's 538-541177.
Thank you so much. Everything is secured. It's just for the credit check, and it disappears once we do the submission. It says that your credit has a PIN. that you have it locked?
Oh, that's quite possible. Which credit union agency are you using?
I believe we use Experian.
Experian. Okay, let me see if I can unlock that. Okay. Let's figure out how to turn that off.
Okay.
No, I don't know how to do this. You can just charge me $50 if you want.
Okay. Let me go back to that. What we will be doing is I'm going to put your ACH account information that you will use for your automated payments in the future, and it will come out of that account.
Okay.
Okay. Are you going to? All right. So in the future, like if you decide to cancel services, that once services are installed, the deposit will either go to your balance or it will be returned back to you, refunded back to you.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, this is just the deposit. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
All right. So whenever you're ready, if you can provide me the routing number for the account we'll be using.
All right. Okay. The routing number is 2219-79363.
Okay, thank you. And the account number?
Okay, it's 12001001037.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. And your name appears as Thomas Dacry?
Yes.
Okay. All right, and you do authorize us to do the automated payment for this account from the every month.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. All right, we're almost done. Let me just take a look. All right. Anything that our techs should be aware of once they're in your property, any buried wires or septic tanks? I know that your fiber most likely is going to come aerial, but this is just in case they need to do it on the ground.
No, I don't have any. I don't have a septic tank. Obviously, I do have sewer and water and all that stuff.
Okay.
But there's nothing that I know of underground.
Okay, perfect. Did you have any questions or any comments at this time?
I assume when you guys schedule this, you'll tell me where on the house you're going to try and bring the connection to.
Yes, I will also have, let me see, please. I'm going to put that in the comments for the tech just to when they go do their first walkthrough. They'll, you know, to let you know where they're planning to do to bring the fiber.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Please advise. Okay. Prior to installation, to please let you know how the fiber will be coming into the house.
Okay.
All right. And in case that they have to, do on the ground, are you okay if they have to do a temporary drop on your property from the street to your house? And they usually come back if that happens, they usually come back within 10 days to bury it and put everything back into normal.
Okay, yeah, no problem.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, so we're almost done. Do you agree to bond by the terms of services as they may change from time to time as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most type of disputes through arbitration?
Yes.
Okay, thank you, sir. Let me just place the order. All right. So now you have been signed up for the service. You've received two emails from our staff Fiverr. One will be a confirmation of this order, and the other one will be an invitation for you to sign into your our staff Fiverr customer account, where you'll be able to manage your account, pay your bill, and review and accept the terms of services. Please be sure to register. Okay, please be sure to register for your customer account prior to installation. But we will now we will be giving you a call closer to October 25th to be able to make the installation appointment.
Okay.
Okay, so to maintain consistency, we always recommend our new customers to wait until our staff fiber services are installed before they cancel their current provider. All right?
Yes.
All right. Do you have any questions or anything at this time? We're all done with the sign up.
Nope. You've been very helpful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you so much, Mr. Thackeray, and thank you so much for calling our staff fiber. Welcome to the family. You have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.